Tonight, zoo outrage, growing backlash over a gorilla shot dead after dragging a child who breached its enclosure. Demands tonight to charge that boy's parents. Deadly floods, rushing waters, mandatory evacuations, many frantically trying to save what they can, with even more severe storms on the way. Mystery candidate, rumors stoked of a big-name independent about to enter the presidential race, provoking an angry warning from Donald Trump. To the rescue, three women hailed as heroes across the world, how they stopped an alleged crime in progress during a night out. And against all odds, on this Memorial Day, our journey with a veteran given little hope after a devastating injury who proved them all wrong to fulfill a promise to fallen friends. Nightly News begins right now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening, I'm Thomas Roberts in for Lester. Tonight, Cincinnati Zoo officials are fielding fast and furious reactions over their judgment to kill the silverback named Harambe as the best choice to save a child trapped in the gorilla enclosure. A viral video captured over the holiday weekend shows the scene after a three-year-old boy crawled and climbed into the exhibit, ending up face-to-face with a massive primate. And now there's even a public call asking for the toddler's parents to be held responsible in the animal's death. Blake McCoy has the latest.
Tonight, outrage over an incident at the Cincinnati Zoo when a three-year-old boy fell into the gorilla enclosure Saturday. For 10 agonizing minutes, onlookers watched, including the boy's mother, who cried out to him.
Mommy's right here.
At one point, the 420-pound male silverback named Harambe grabbed the boy's ankle and dragged him through the water.
Mommy loves you. I'm right here.
Zoo officials opened fire, killing the gorilla and rescuing the boy. Today, zookeepers defended their decision.
Naturally, we did not take the shooting of Harambe lightly, but that child's life was in danger.
On social media, a firestorm. People upset the gorilla was killed. Many blame the boy's mother, who runs a daycare center. An online petition now has 200,000 signatures urging she be charged with negligence. In a Facebook post that has since been deleted, the mother defended herself. As a society, we are quick to judge how a parent could take their eyes off their child. And if anyone knows me, I keep a tight watch on my kids. Accidents happen. A subsequent statement thanked the zoo for its actions.
It just was being a gorilla, and unfortunately, it paid the ultimate price for something that was not its fault.
Zoo officials say a tranquilizer would have taken too long and agitated the gorilla more. They're now reviewing how the child was able to get into the enclosure. This file video shows a steel railing with wires below. That railing is followed by 4 feet of vegetation before a 15-foot drop into a moat where the child fell. Harambe heard splashing and jumped in also. Today, a small vigil outside the zoo where organizers say something is being lost in the blame game.
In the middle of all this fighting, the victim is being forgotten.
Inside the zoo, flowers surround a gorilla statue as the exhibit remains closed.
Tonight, the zoo insists the gorilla enclosure is safe. They say in the 37-year history of the exhibit, they've never had a breach. They plan to reopen it next weekend. As for the mother, police tell me she is not under investigation and will not face charges. Thomas?
This is the story everybody is talking about. Blake McCoy in Cincinnati for us. Blake, thank you. Now, the deadly flood emergency in the South tonight. At least 6 people are dead in Texas, where evacuations continue after historic rainfall pushed several rivers to overflow. And now, residents are bracing for even more severe weather. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has more from South Texas, where the danger is far from over.
Today, the Brazos River swelled quickly.
How fast is it coming up right now?
It's very, very fast. Very fast. When I walk through there, it's over my knees.
The rising water creeping closer to Laura Rendon's home.
That's our life right there, the house. Material things, but still, I mean, I'm starting over. It's hard.
She and her neighbors in Rosenberg, Texas, frantically grabbing what they could and evacuating.
Have you ever seen a flood this bad?
It's a scramble.
Also today, mandatory evacuations in Wharton, Texas, as the Colorado River overflowed.
I just don't know what to say because right now I'm still devastated.
The death toll here in this state climbing to at least 6. Overnight near San Antonio, about 10 inches of rain collapsed this roof and caused a mess on the roads. Since last week's torrential downpours, where desperate residents were hoisted to safety.
Load is approaching halfway up. Nice and easy.
More than 2,000 inmates from several prisons were rushed to higher ground. First responders helping horses to dry land. Drone video capturing this Houston suburb submerged. Astronaut Terry Virts tweeting this view from the air. All that water now flowing downstream.
I have so many things floating. I mean, I've never seen that.
Right into Carlos Jimenez and Tiffany David's backyard.
It was like a kind of panic when they told us we needed to leave. So I just started going through the house, putting things as high as I could and just putting things in bags and leaving.
Tonight, roads are closed. Prized possessions are in tow. And parts of Texas are bracing for even more historic flooding yet to come.
This is the Brazos River. It's expected to crest tomorrow at more than 53 feet, its highest level in almost 60 years. Many homeowners have already left its banks. And making matters worse, there is more rain forecast for the Houston area later this week. Thomas?
Gabe Gutierrez, thank you so much. We're going to talk about that rain right now with NBC News meteorologist Dylan Dreyer. So, Dylan, it really has been a rough few days in the south, and there's more wet weather on the way.
There certainly is, Thomas. It's quiet right now across Texas, but as we go through the next couple of days, we are going to see more isolated severe storms begin to develop. But as we get to Wednesday and this cold front moves in, that's our best chance of seeing really heavy rain, with some areas picking up as much as 4 to 5 inches of rain, this time centered closer to San Antonio, giving Houston a break, but still we're looking at another couple of inches possible in the Houston area through the middle and end of the week, and that obviously will lead to more flooding. Also want to point out the remnants of Bonnie. It's made a mess of the Memorial Day weekend down through the Carolinas. We'll start to see it clear out in the Northeast by tomorrow, but more wet weather is likely through Tuesday down through North and South Carolina. Thomas?
Dylan, thanks so much. And now some good news for the millions making that journey home tonight as this unofficial start to summer comes to a close. After weeks of horror stories about long waits at airports, the TSA and industry watchdogs are reporting no significant delays. Many more, though, are driving, with AAA predicting over 38 million people on the roads this Memorial Day. Now to politics and a new twist this evening in what's already been a wild race for president. Talk that a prominent independent candidate may enter the race at this late stage. Donald Trump, worried that could draw votes away from him, has already lashed out. And as NBC's Hallie Jackson reports, there's a lot of buzz over who this mystery candidate may be.
With his competitors parading on Memorial Day, Donald Trump's marching toward the general election. Now looking at a possible new challenger after conservative writer Bill Kristol hinted at an independent candidate with a strong team and a real chance. Trump calling Kristol, quote, a dummy. Can't allow lightweights to set up a spoiler indie candidate, he tweeted, even after months of flirting with his own independent bid.
I don't want to do the independent thing, but I do keep it, and it is leverage.
Kristol tells NBC News nothing is imminent. Others familiar with the search for an alternative say something could be announced as early as this week. Whispers surround Mitt Romney, but a source close to him tells NBC Today it remains unlikely he would run. Same goes for Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, also a leader of the Never Trump movement. Other names mentioned include Condoleezza Rice, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and Susana Martinez, the New Mexico governor who skipped Trump's rally there last week, prompting a war of words with the presumptive nominee. Even some of Trump's former rivals are the subject of speculation, but none of them seems interested in what would be the ultimate long shot candidacy.
Clinton and Trump have high negatives, and there are some people who won't vote for either of them and will be looking for some.